Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 27.
Coffee Break Chinese. 我是 Crystal，
我是马克。很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
太棒了，马克。
I'm getting there. Finally, it's taken me 27 lessons, but we're getting there. We are back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. And in this episode, we're taking the topic of talking about yourself a little further. Last time we learned to explain why we're in China and talk about the kind of things that we might have a conversation about if we bump into someone and start getting to know them a little. And today we're taking this further by talking about the topic of jobs. Mm-hmm. Jobs, telling people where you work, what you do for a living. Obviously, we should say that there are as many types of jobs in the world that there are people almost. So it's difficult to cover every item of vocabulary. But hopefully with this lesson, we'll be able to help you deal with the scenario of jobs and at least say where you work, even if we aren't able to give you your exact job title mm-hmm. in Mandarin. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like a plan, Crystal?
太棒了。
Okay, I will ask the question then. 准备好了吗?
开始吧。
So in the last lesson, one of the questions, or one of the statements that we learned was, I am here to work. So would I say, 我在中国工作?
对。
So 工作, is that like...is that the noun or the verb?
Could be both.
Okay, so mm-hmm. work as a noun, 工作, the job, but also to work, 工作. Mm-hmm. So, how do you ask someone, what is your job?
你的工作是什么?
Literally, your job is what? Mm-hmm. I love it when things are so straightforward. Mm-hmm. 你的工作是什么?
Or, you could say, 你做什么工作? You do what job?
你做什么工作?
对。
You do what job? So two versions. Let's listen to the two versions again. So what job do you do? You do what job?
Mm-hmm. 你做什么工作?
你做什么工作?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is your job?
你的工作是什么?
你的工作是什么?
Mm.
Right. Can I answer this with 我是?
Yeah.
So I am. Could I say then, I think I remember the word for this, 我是老师.
You are a teacher.
Okay. 我是老师.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
我是老师.
Okay. If you're a student...then we've already done this too, so I am a student.
我是学生。
我是学生。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's learn some other jobs. What about an engineer?
我是工程师。
我是工程师。
Mm-hmm.
A doctor?
我是医生。
我是医生。Is that linked in some way to hospital?
医院。
So what's the E part?
E is to cure.
Okay, so is that like, is a hospital a cure garden?
Yeah, you come here to get cured.
I like it. Okay, yeah. So what's the 生?
生 is a person or a master.
Right, yeah. As in a master of learning, a 学生.
Yes, exactly,
same word.
Yeah.
Okay, so 医生, 我是医生.
Mm-hmm.
What about a journalist?
我是记者.
我是记者。 What about if I'm a chef?
我是厨师。
I am a chef. I am an accountant.
我是会计。 Yep.
What about if I'm a lawyer?
我是律师。
I'm a business person.
我是商人。
What's the 商 there?
商 means business.
So literally a business person. 商人, 我是商人。 And let's do a nurse. I'm a nurse.
我是护士。 Yep.
Okay. Again, we can't go through every job there is, but what we could do is say, I work in a... For example, you may be you may have a job in a hospital, but the actual job title might be much more complicated than just 护士. So I work in a hospital would be
我在医院工作.
Literally then, I at Cure Garden job.
I at Cure Garden work.
Work, yeah, okay, we'll keep it as a verb. 我在医院工作. So I work in a hospital, covering lots of possibilities. Perhaps you work in an office?
我在办公室工作.
Let's just hear the word for office.
办公室.
办公室. So I work in an office. 我在办公室工作. I work in a bank. I think we've done the bank before when we were in
the
town.
Yes, we have, yeah.
The bank, let me see if I can remember this. Is it 银行?
非常好.
Right, so could I say 我在银行工作?
对.
Right, you say it as well.
Okay. 我在银行工作.
我在银行工作.
很好.
I find second tones very difficult. What about I work in a factory?
我在工厂工作.
我在工厂工作. So they're the 工 of 工作 and the 工 of 工厂.
Same word.
Same. So what is 厂?
厂 is a factory or a workshop.
A workshop. Okay, yeah. So I at workshop work. Mm-hmm. 我在工厂工作. What about I work in a school?
我在学校工作.
I could have guessed that. I know school and I know all the other words. So 我在学校工作.
Yep.
Could I say 我在大学工作?
Yes.
I work in a university.
How about primary school?
我在 小学工作.
Middle school?
Oh, 我在中学工作.
太棒了, 太棒了.
It's all coming together. Uh-huh. Right, okay, all of these different places where you may work, there might be other situations. For example, you might want to say, I am self-employed, I'm freelance, I work for myself.
Yep.
How would you say that in Chinese?
我是自由职业者.
That's quite complicated. Let's try it again.
我是自由职业者.
我是自由职业者. Can you split it up?
我, I, 是, am, 自由, free. Freedom, free. 职业 means occupation. 者 means person. So, I am free occupation person.
And what's the difference between 职 and 人?
Oh, yes. 人 is more modern way to say person. 职 is more classic way, if you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So modern is 人 and then classical would be 职. Could you say here 我是自由职业人?
And it's understandable, but we don't say it in that way. For example, journalist, we say 记者.
Okay, okay.
记 is mm-hmm. to note down, the mm-hmm. person who notes down things. You don't say 记人.
Right, okay, I get it. And what about if you're not working just now, what would you say?
我现在没有工作。
So I now don't have a job.
Exactly.
我现在没有工作。
Mm-hmm.
Does that suggest that you are looking for a job or that you're simply not working?
You're simply not working at the moment.
Okay, there's no unemployed sort of suggestion there.
And could be unemployed too.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not working you're not at the working. Moment. But if you say, 我现在不工作, I'm not working right now, meaning that I might be still in a job, but I'm just not working at the moment.
Right, okay.
It's confusing, but...We say, 我现在没有工作, I now have no job.
Right.
At the moment, I'm unemployed.
Okay, what about if I am looking for a job? If I wanted to tell someone I'm looking for a job,
yeah.
Perhaps you've got a job to give me.
Mm-hmm. 我在找工作。
So can we split this up? The 在 is the just the at.
Yeah, or in the middle of doing something.
Oh, right, as in 我在学中文。
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so it's a kind of I'm doing something,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So is
找 to look.
Okay, so yeah. I, in the middle of looking
for
a job.
Yeah.
Right, 我在找工作。
Mm-hmm.
I am looking for a job. So can we use that 在 in other ways? Well, I guess we've already learned 我在学普通话。
Yeah, or, you are learning 普通话。
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would we say, for example, I am studying law?
我在学法律。
我在学法律。
嗯。
So the 律 we had in the lawyer.
律师。
律师。
Yeah, law master.
Right. And the 法。
法 is law.
Right.
Well, 法律 together is
so it's law. Law,
law. Law,
law. Law, law. Okay. We saw 法 in 法国.
对, 对,
yeah?
对、
uh-huh. So that's France, isn't it?
Yes.
Law country.
Uh-huh.
So 法律. 我在学法律. What about if I'm studying science?
我在学科学.
我在学科学.What is the 科学?
Science.
Science on its own, okay. So, 我在学科学. I guess this 我在 then something is something that we're going to come across time and time again. So, let's think about that. However, before we leave this topic, I would like to mention one other thing. How would we say I'm retired?
我退休了.
Let's hear that again.
我退休了。
我退休了。
嗯。
So I am retired. The 了 describing your situation.
Yeah.
我退休了。
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it one more time.
我退休了。
我退休了。
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So far we've been talking about what we actually do as a job. After the break, we're going to be describing or we're going to be talking about what we'd like to do. Perhaps if you're off to China to look for work, then you might want to say that you would like to work in a cafe or a restaurant or something else like that. Or perhaps you'd like to teach English. All that is coming up after the break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, Crystal, so far in this lesson, we've been talking about jobs, the kind of jobs that we already do, and perhaps also talking about whether we work at the moment, whether we don't work at the moment, whether we retired. And also we've mentioned that word zai, for example, shui, zhonghuan, using the zai as a kind of continuous thing I'm doing at the moment. What I'd like to go on to talk about is something that perhaps some of our listeners may want to do, and that is actually find a job if they're traveling to a Chinese-speaking place in order to practice their Chinese that bit more. So how would I say I would like to work, let's say, in a restaurant?
Okay. 我想在饭店工作.
Okay, so splitting this up into the kind of component parts here, you're saying I would like... at restaurant work.
Yes.
Okay. It's wonderfully simple. 我想在饭店工作. Okay. So what about, you mentioned earlier the word for an office. Let's see if I can remember an office. Was it 办公室?
办公室.
Right. So fourth. 办公室. So could I say then, I would like to work in an office? 我想在办公室工作.
对,很好.
Right. I wonder if I can remember how to say I would like to work in a factory. 我想在工厂工作.
非常好.
So 工厂.
Factory.
Second tone.
Yeah.
工厂. Oh.
工 first tone, 厂 third tone.
工厂, 工作. Right. One more, perhaps. What about a cafe?
我想在咖啡馆工作.
我想在咖啡馆工作.
工作.
Wrong tones there at the end. 我想在咖啡馆工作. Right, so that's you saying I would like to work in a cafe and so on. Can we say the same, use the same construction, 我想, for example, to say I would like to teach English?
我想教英语.
我想教英语.
教, first tone.
教, because otherwise it would be, I would like to be called English. Yeah?
对。
我想教英语.
非常好.
I would like to teach English. So could I say, 我想在学习工作.
我想在学校工作。学校。
我想在学校工作. 我想教英语.
Perfect.
I would like to work in a school. I'd like to teach English.
非常好.
Right. Okay. So hopefully this is useful in terms of looking at the kind of things that you might want to see if you're going to China to look for work. What about the whole idea of work? Perhaps we should take a moment to talk a little bit from a cultural point of view about work in China.
Okay. Being Chinese, I know all about hard working. When we were small, parents always say you have to work hard. So we glorify hard work in our Chinese culture. And you will see no matter where we go to, in America, in the UK, or in Southeast Asia, the Chinese community are, in general, hardworking, and they're quite well off because of their hard work. And Chinese are also famous for being industrious, diligent, and studious. Everyone is expected to be clever, diligent, kind, and responsible to your own family and to the bigger, you know, community or nation.
Now, Crystal, I don't know if this is representative, but I've been working with you for quite some time now, and I would say that you're something of a perfectionist.
I think I learned that from you.
No, you're right. Is that a typical thing?
It is. In general, Chinese are perfectionists. We always go the extra mile to deliver the best possible results.
Okay.
And for us, result is everything. Okay. And the process is important, but the result is even more so.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you have heard about our then president, Deng Xiaoping. He had a very famous quote about cat. Have you heard about
that? I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. No. It goes like, it doesn't matter if it's a black or white cat, as long as it catches mice, then it is a good cat.
Okay. Can we have that in Chinese?
Mm hmm. Bai Mao. 黑猫抓到老鼠就是好猫. White cat, black cat, catches mice, good cat.
One more time.
白猫黑猫抓到老鼠就是好猫.
Fantastic. Okay, so now we know a little more about Crystal's attitude to work and indeed representative of Chinese attitude to work. Okay, we have a conversation now for you. And in this conversation, I am standing at baggage reclaim in Beijing Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I get talking to a lady who is standing beside me.
Why is always a lady, Mark?
Well, you're female and I'm male. You can put on a lower voice if you want, and you can be a male if you like. But we are chatting to each other in Beijing Airport. So we're waiting our baggage. Let's go. 你好,你从哪儿来?
我从美国来，我叫大卫，你叫什么名字？
我叫张丽。
你住在中国吗？
对。你在中国做什么？
我来这里工作。
啊，你的工作是什么？
我在学校工作，我是老师。
你教什么？
我教英语。我来北京教英语。
这是我的行李，再见。
Okay, let's listen again, and then we will go through the conversation and check that you've understood everything. There's one thing to listen for, and that is the word for to teach, which is different from the word from to be called.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
So listen out for that one.
Mm-hmm.
你好。
你好，你从哪儿来？
我从美国来，我叫大卫，你叫什么名字？
我叫张丽。
你住在中国吗？
对，你在中国做什么？
我来这里工作。
啊，你的工作是什么？
我在学校工作，我是老师。
你教什么？
我教英语。我来北京教英语。
这是我的行李，再见。
Okay, let's go back through a conversation now. So I start the conversation by saying 你好, and then the lady speaks to me saying 你好, and asks me a question.
你从哪来?
Where are you from? And I answer 我从美国来。
I come from America.
Okay, for a change. I'm no longer Mark from Scotland. I'm Dave from America. So the name is 我叫大卫. David, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I ask the lady's name. 你叫什么名字?
我叫张丽.
So this lady's called 张丽.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask, do you live in China?
你住在中国吗?
And she says, yes.
And then? I ask you, 你在中国做什么?
So you at China do what? What are you doing in China?
And I answer, 我来这里工作. I am here for work.
And then I want to know what you do. 你的工作是什么?
So your job is what? Mm-hmm. And I answer, 我在学校工作. So I at school work, I work in a school, and then I explain I'm a teacher. 我是老师, I am a teacher. And then Crystal asks me,
你教什么?
No, be careful with this one. It's 你教, you teach what? 你教什么?
Instead of 你教什么?
You are called what? Uh-huh. So 你教什么? And I said 我教 英语, I teach English. And then I explain a little more. 我来北京教英语. So I have come to Beijing to teach English.
Yep. Then I see my luggage arrived. So I said, 这是我的行李. This is my luggage. 再见.
Okay, so an abrupt ending to the conversation. This is my suitcase or this is my luggage. Goodbye. And that is our conversation. And that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. Now, of course, we'll be putting this language further to the test with our bonus audio materials. And we'll be reviewing some of the main language from this show. And we'll also be talking about some further jobs, some different jobs. So if your job hasn't been covered in this episode, then perhaps we'll be mentioning that in our bonus episode. The bonus episode is only one part of our bonus materials because you can also get access to video versions of our lessons and our lesson notes showing all the characters and the pinyin for all the words in Chinese. Find out about all of that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can also join us on Facebook and practice your Chinese on facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And you can keep track of what's going on behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages by following Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Now, the one thing we didn't mention in this lesson was whether or not you like your job. And that's what we're going to be talking about next time, likes and dislikes, a very useful conversation topic.
Indeed.
When you're in China, or indeed anywhere else.
Indeed.
So for now, that's it. Thank you and goodbye.
谢谢,再见.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. This time you did something for the first time.